The Ran in Drasha Saran in Drasha Ches discusses the impact of the Kedushas HaMikdash. Number one, the Ran writes, it's clear it was not only significant and impactful for the Makam HaMikdash, but rather it's something that the Kedusha diffused and affected the entire world. Rashi writes, Menachos Daf Pei Vav, that the window panes of the Mikdash Hashem widened outward in order that the Hashpa of Hashras HaShchina should be something that could envelop beyond the confines of the Mikdash in and of itself. And the Ran explains this was not only true Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, but there is an everlasting, there is a residual Kedusha. The Rambam writes, the Kedusha HaMikdash is Machmas HaShchina, V'Hashchina Eino B'Teila. The Kedusha HaMikdash is not only Kitchel Shata, but is Kitchel Asidlava. And the Ran goes a step further and writes that what is true of the Mikdash Hashem is also true of Chasidim, Nevi'im, Sadikim, because they also have the status of a Mikdash Mekudash. The Ran quotes the Ramban in Parshas Ekev and Devarim Yud Aleph that a Tzaddik is a Ma'on L'Shechina, that you have to try to develop, to inculcate, to position yourself, that a person can be a place of Hashras HaShchina. And the Ran writes the following analogy, that just like even after the Churban HaBayis, there is still a lingering residual Kedusha in the Makam HaMikdash, that also is true after a person is Niftar, that there is a residual Kedusha. And the Ran cites the Gemara Sota and Daf Lamed Daled, that is the Maila of going to Kivrei Tzadikim, not because we're mispalel to the Tzadik, but rather because it has a Kedusha Samakom. Just like a person can go to the area of the Makam HaMikdash in order to daven, you go to the Kevra of Tzadik because there's a residual Kedusha even La'achar Misa. And then the Ran adds the following, the Ein Zem Min HaTema. Don't think that this is something that is so hard to conceive of. Where do you see that indeed this is true? A residual Kedusha even on an inanimate object? The Ran writes that that was the significance in these parshios of the Matah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why was it so significant? And the Ran writes, why was it necessary that the Matah had to be present for every one of the Makos? That itself is a very fundamental Machlokas Rishonim. When you look in the Psukim, only in 5 out of the 10, Dam Sar De'akinim, Barad Arbe, there you have the Matah mentioned. But not in the balance of the motto, but the Ran writes it was necessary that it be present in every one of the makos. Why was that true? The Ran writes because the matta was present when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu. The matta was present at the time of the Sneh. As a result, it absorbed a Kedusha. And that Kedusha is something that is everlasting. It's true of Mikdash, it's true of Tzadikim, it's true of Kivrei Avos, Kivrei Tzadikim, and the Rayim Uchachas, the Ran writes, is the Matah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ran writes, with this in mind, you can answer the Kasha of the Ramban. The Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu in Mei Meriva is very unclear. What was Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to do, and what exactly did he do? Rashi writes, V'dibartem al ha'sela, he was supposed to speak to the rock, and instead, Vayaches HaSela, he hit the rock. That was Rashi's explanation of the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban writes, that cannot be. How can you say that Moshe Rabbeinu was told simply V'dibarta, to speak to the Sela? After all, the Torah tells us, Kach es hamata. If Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take the matah, isn't it obvious that that meant he should take the matah and he should use the matah? Why would you see to it that the matah is present if it's not going to be used? The kasha of the Ramban. And therefore the Ramban explains the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu in a very, very different way. The Ran writes that that was exactly the chiddush of kach es hamatah. The kedusha of the matah was not just simply because it was used, but rather its presence. It was present for all of those who samosim. It was present at the Sneh. It absorbed the sense of Kedusha. And therefore, it's not a contradiction for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, see to it that the Matah accompanies you, but that Tzivui was V'dibarta. Because its presence, in and of itself, is something that can transform. It's a beautiful piece. I would urge you to take a look. The Drash HaSaran, Drash HaChess. A sense of Kedusha. Kedusha, of course, when you have a Beis HaMikdash. A Kedusha Sa'adam, when a person is vibrant, alive and well, but then a residual Kedusha that exists, even B'Churbana, even Lachar Misa, and that was true of the Mata of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the mission statement that Ran writes is something which is clear, that when it comes to all of these cases, whether it's the Kedushas Yisrael, or whether it's the Kedushas HaMakam of Mikdash, is to be a place of Hashras HaShchina, Vosli Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Solcha. That is the mission of the Mikdash Hashem, and that is the goal, the Ran writes, of every member of Knesset Yisrael, to be, as the Ramban writes, a Ma'on L'Shechina. And that is an incredibly high bar. And not just simply to observe the mitzvah Hashem, but rather to embody Hashras HaShchina. In terms of the mission of our yeshiva, of course, that's what the yeshiva stands for, to be an embodiment of Hashras HaShchina. And the mission that we have for all the Bnei Yeshiva is to be literally the Ma'on L'Shechina, a Mikdash HaMakudash. And that's something that impacts on every moment of each day. It's not something just simply affects your conduct in Seder and in Shir, but beyond the Kosle Beis HaMedrash, all other hours of the day, it means that everything that you do is a manifestation, of course, of Hashras HaShchina. And that is our mission, to see to it that the Kedushas HaMakom and the Kedushas HaGuf of Knesset Yisrael is Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Solcha. And that's not a simple challenge. Many of you received over the Ben Azmanim the letter that mentions new initiatives that Baruch Hashem that we're having this coming Zman. Realize how important it is. Dikto katfila. You cannot be a Ma'on L'Shechina without reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu earnestly in tefila. And the importance of tefila b'tzibur, the Sugyas and Brachos and Avches, the Sugyim Sachem and Daf Mem Vav, the Rambams and Perches, the Rambam and Perektes, a concept not only of Tefila Bitzibur, but a concept of a Tefilas Hatzibur. And that's something which is critical for each and every one of us. It is not acceptable that you can be a Ben Torah in our yeshiva and not participate in Tefila Bitzibur. That's something which is absolutely clear. You are not going to be a Ma'on L'Shechina if somehow that davening is not front and center in terms of one's Avodas Hashem. The Sugya Nida Daf Ayin, you're not going to be Matzliach in learning without the Koach HaTfila. Yevakesh Mimi Shachach Meshalo, without Diktuk and Tfila, you are not going to be Matzliach in your Esek Betorah. And for us, V'Gisa B'Yom V'Layla is something which is holistic. It begins, of course, with the Starim early in the morning. Many of you that Baruch Hashem are here before davening and morning Seder in Shir, seamless with the afternoon, that everything that's done, Tosfos in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, La'olam Eino Miayish Daito Meno, everything fully consistent with Vashras HaShchina of the Torah Hashem, and the essential component of night Seder as well. Just like you have a Rebbe in the morning, that Baruch Hashem, this man we're instituting, that you have a Rosh Chabura, a Rebbe at night as well, that really you'll be able to work with whatever Libcha Chafetz in terms of your learning at night. It's something which is that important. And I urge you to take advantage of these opportunities. They're not discretionary. These are not optional. These are not voluntary. But rather, all of you who are part of the yeshiva, all the new Talmidim Baruch Hashem that we welcome this morning to the yeshiva, know exactly that this is part of what we're expecting of you. This is what was told to you during the times we met you before you ever enter the Kosle Beis HaMedrash. Realize that we take these aspirations and expectations incredibly seriously, because these are unusual opportunities to be able to express our Kedushas Yisrael and Be'ezras Hashem to be a Mikdash Makudash, to be a Ma'on L'Shechina. Is it an easy endeavor? Certainly not. You'll learn throughout life's lessons that the most important things in life you have to work for. These are things that do not come without enormous effort. in Siyata Deshmaya, but with that effort and with the Siyata Deshmaya in the Koach HaTfilah that recognized the confidence that we have in every one of you to be able to soar and to be able to overreach in Avodas Hashem. And as we begin this month, it's incredibly, incredibly important that we understand what our mission is. You know, months ago, we all sensed a horror of what was happening in Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes you sense that as time goes on, we become somewhat complacent. And it's not something that really we feel as profoundly as we absolutely should. Let's try to make sure that this month, this is front and center in our consciousness. We recognize that the Esara that we're experiencing is ongoing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. Shamati v'lakachti Musa, and that is how we have to respond to every Esara, but especially at this particular time. And those Talmidim that are coming now from Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure in Eretz Yisrael you felt on the ground that the Esara was something that was very, very meaningful and palpable. But recognize, we feel it here as well. And we realize that the Esara that raises the bar in terms of Aravodas Hashem. The Ramban that has a separate mitzvah of tefillah and mefurish in Rambam, that there's a separate kiyum of tefillah be'esara above and beyond the daily mitzvah of davening, each and every day. I urge you to take advantage of these opportunities. See to it that you immerse yourself in the kedusha of our yeshiva. See to it that the yeshiva as a whole, and each one of you individually, can reach that bar, that Rosh Hashanah, to be a mikdash makudash, the Ramban, Parshas Ekev, Dvaram Yud Aleph, to be a Ma'on Mashchina, and Bezras Hashem, those efforts, that Amelush and that Hishtadlus, will be Ma'orer Rachamei Shamayim.